Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. We're going to turn to the issue of the much discussed issue of the appointment of a housing czar or a housing lead with powers to solve some of the knotty issues in that beset the country's housing situation, because we got two very different messages from government yesterday on the issue of the possible appointment of a so-called housing czar. In the morning, we had this exchange between the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Áine Lawler on Morning Ireland.
And also a lot of talk about the need for a housing czar to break the logjams and delays. You've spoken about this again. When?
Imminent. We've already made decisions on that. We're setting up the strategic housing office within the Department of Housing, and a person has been identified, and obviously the minister will announce that very, very shortly.
All right, so the question was asked, will there be a housing czar put in place? And the Taoiseach was quite definite there, saying a person had been identified. But a few hours later, after a lot of poo-pooing from opposition on the idea of this appointment, another party colleague of the Taoiseach's, and indeed of yours, Timmy Dooley, James Lawless, who's Minister of State for Further and Higher Education, was asked about this on Drive Time. Here's what he said.
So I think czar has been a bit strong. This is an activation forum. This is pulling together people from TI, from the NTA, from the engineering bodies to say, look, what is going wrong here? How to make this work? This is another practical solution.
But isn't that the job of the minister? Problem.
So the job of the minister is to set policy and set direction for his department.
But he needs a czar, is that it?
There's no czar. Sorry, just for clarity, there's no czar being appointed.
All right. So, Timmy Dooley, in the morning there was a czar. By the afternoon, the czar had disappeared. I mean, we haven't seen a czar disappear since 1917.
I think it may be something maybe in the term. I'm going to stick with the position that the Taoiseach took. I think it's always safer when you're in the position that I'm in. No, he clearly identified, and it's in the programme for government that was negotiated, that there would be an office headed up by an individual.
So Comrade Lawless is wrong about the czar being forcibly abdicated.
Comrade Lawless is a good friend of mine. I think it's just there's just maybe some ambiguity over the title to be used. First of all, there's an office to be established. Right. An individual, as I understand, has been identified with whom negotiations are underway to carry on the work that was identified as a necessity in the programme for government. And okay. That really is
and
to
that
help.
Person
so
will
so
be,
let's rather than look
they,
at the
they will be
the
in
title.
The lead in this office, will they?
That's my understanding.
Right.
Now, let's look at what the job of work is rather than what it's ultimately or actually called. And it's really about helping to coordinate and accelerate home building. And we've all recognised that there are some blockages and infrastructure delays that are no doubt delaying the construction of houses, not just on the planning, but on services and utilities. And they need to be identified and they need to be removed, and we need advancement.
What, so this what is, do you think this the is allegation that this is nothing but a ministerial mudguard?
No, I wouldn't think so. The minister at the end of the day is going to be responsible, and I've no doubt that he'll be on your programme and many others on a regular basis. If it works, he probably won't get much credit. If it doesn't, or if there is continued delays, he'll have to accept those in the same as everybody else does in office. But this is, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach made it very clear that this programme for government was about delivery. And sometimes government departments and ministers concentrate on changing policies and putting new policies in place, and they leave it to state agencies then to do the delivery on the ground. There isn't such a function within the Department of Housing at the moment, and I think this is an effort to try to get over the kind of issues that arise for which nobody has ultimate coordinating responsibility. Okay. There are matters, as you know, with local authorities, with state utility companies, with private utility companies, and with other infrastructure agencies.
And what's the minister going to be doing while the Czar is doing all this work?
Well, the minister has a myriad of work to do on policy matters. He has to ensure that there's the appropriate amount of funding for the various different housing projects, for the infrastructure projects. This is about resolving smaller issues on a regional and a local basis where there's perhaps the potential to build 300 or 400 houses in Site A, and it hasn't advanced for a myriad of reasons. So it's an operational matter on the ground that will work with local authorities.
No muttering at the back, please. All right, Paul Murphy. Far be it from me to ask you to advocate for the reinstallation of the czar, but would you welcome somebody within the department who would drive some of the I suppose the implementation and the ironing out of some of these knotty issues?
No, this is a joke. I mean, it's really a joke. It's a crazy situation that you have the Taoiseach saying we're going to have a housing SAR imminently. The housing minister is saying, no, no, we're not going to have it. And now we hear, no, no,
but,
we
are. The minister there, for further education says, sorry, there is no SAR.
There is no SAR. Now, yeah. And now we hear we are going to have it again. And in fact, there's a person in place. Mm. The jobs you are talking about are jobs either for the Minister for Housing or for the Secretary General of the Department. This is simply a gimmick to pretend that something is happening when nothing is happening, when the situation is getting worse, and a potential mudguard. This week in the Dáil, the government voted against declaring a housing emergency more than 10 years into a housing emergency. They won an election partly by saying, don't worry, we're finally getting this under control. We're going to have 40,000 homes. Right. And it turned out it was just over 30,000. And they're abandoning the tenant in situ scheme. They're going to deepen the crisis. So we need radically different policies, not an imaginary position to pretend it's going to make some difference.
Okay. Can you imagine, Colm, how a family living in emergency accommodation would feel listening to this? Absolutely. Shambles from the government. There is going to be a czar, there isn't going to be a czar, there's definitely not going to be a czarina. So we know in a department where the minister, the junior ministers and the sec general are men, they plan on adding another man to that. What I would like to ask is a very, very simple question. What will be the job of the minister? Why will the minister not be taking responsibility? The minister himself has three junior ministers, including one whose job title is the Minister of State for Housing. This is an absolute farce. It is a joke that is not funny. And really, the government need to reflect on what it is that they say and the impact that that has on people. And if you could just for a minute imagine if you were living in emergency accommodation, stuck in a tiny little hotel room trying to rear your family, and you hear that the government can't even decide between them who it is that they're going to nominate to be their scapegoat. What they want to see, what people want to see, is a change of policy. Another person to implement the same failed government policies will not work. We need a change, a radical reset of government policy, new personnel.
Okay, somebody wants to know by text, is the housing czar going to be the Russian spy in the Dáil? There you go. That's the contributions from our listeners. But that's our lot. That's all we have time for today.